You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who appreciates a nice hot meal at a fair price, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for being here. We have a really fun show for you tonight to help you ease into Friday. This is Thursday, the Christmas Eve of weeknights, and it's one of my favorite nights of the week. Definitely top five. Really fun show tonight, as I mentioned. It's the popcorn pick of the week tonight, Thursday night, and making the popcorn pick of the week is the unbelievably talented and friendly Jane Matinere. Conrad, are you familiar with Jane's work?
Yeah, I am.
She does great stuff. She is the host, one half of the hosting team at Matinere on Air, which you can hear on Civic Media here on the network, 9 to 11 every weekday. And she co-hosts with Greg Bach, who was on the show last week. They are a great team. Jane is a radio legend. She did news for years before she had her own show here at Civic Media. A heck of a nice person and one of the coolest voices I've ever heard. I think she knew she had to go into radio with the voice she has. It's great. So she will be here at 6:30 making the popcorn pick of the week. And then this is exciting. At 7:20, fresh off their appearance at Mile of Music in Appleton, Horace Green, the band, will be in studio performing and talking about their career. That's at 7:20. So a jam-packed schedule there regarding guests and lots of other stuff to get to today. You know, Conrad is here too, folks. Conrad is working the board tonight. How you
Correct.
Doing, buddy?
I'm doing good.
What's that hat say?
It's H-Town.
What does that mean?
Houston.
Oh, where did that come from? I know you're like a Phoenix Suns fan.
Not anymore.
No, because the Bucks are good?
No, because, my favorite player is Kevin Durant.
Oh, is he in Houston? No, he's done, right?
No, he's on the Rockets.
He's still playing?
Oh, yeah.
Is he in his 50s now?
He's younger than Bron.
Yeah, I guess. That's crazy.
I mean,
he has got the smoothest. His jump shot is just like silky smooth. It's beautiful.
Yep. His life is just basketball.
Yeah.
That's it.
Is he in his 40s, though?
He's 30-something. I think 37, something like that. Okay. But he doesn't have a wife or kids. He's just basketball player.
All about hoops.
That's it. He's just all about hoops.
I don't mind that. There's such a focus for some athletes about going out on top, going out while you're there. Why? If you love to play, like Barry Sanders did that. Jim Brown did that. Michael Jordan almost did that, but then he came back. But that's fine if you want to protect a legacy or something, but does it really affect your legacy? Like, Kevin Durant is Kevin Durant.
Yeah.
His legacy is set. LeBron James' legacy is set. I don't think it affects them, and why shouldn't they keep playing if they can play and are having fun doing it, right?
Yeah, I think, we're going to still see Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, LeBron LeBron for a couple more years, and I think KD and Steph for another five, if I had to guess.
Is Steph Curry's got to be a little younger? Maybe
he's older than Kevin Durant.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And that's impressive at his size to be playing.
Yeah.
And still have quickness and be able to shoot and all that stuff. So, all right, we got off on a serious tangent because of your hat.
Yeah. Well, right. I'm a Houston Rockets fan though.
Okay. So really, you just follow the player, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the only sport I do it. It's because the first time I ever watched basketball, I watched a Seattle Supersonics game.
And who was...
That was the last year of the Seattle Supersonics.
Oh, before they went to Oklahoma?
And I watched Kevin Durant play, and it was just... He was a rookie, and he still...
Is that where he started his career was in Seattle? They were still... Wow. So it's 17-ish years ago.
Yeah, and just... I was mesmerized, because how silky smooth his jump shot was.
Yeah.
You know?
He's fun to watch, for sure. We missed a text last night. speaking of the Krieger family, from Conrad's dad. And our question last night was, what movie or TV set would you feel most at home on or familiar, or where would you want to live if you could live on a movie or TV set? And Conrad's dad had a great one. He had the Waltons, which is kind of a folksy down home setting. Probably have a nice childhood there, frolicking on the farm. Steve said the Waltons would be my serious TV set, and WKRP in Cincinnati would be my funny TV set that I would feel at home at. That's a great one. WKRP is such a great show. I got to look at that again. So that's it, folks. We've got, this is a fun thing too. David Zucker will be on the show Monday. I mentioned this last night. We've ironed everything out. He's coming on 6:35. We're going to talk about the new Naked Gun, his lack of involvement in there, and some other things that David wants to talk about too, which I think will be really fun. And I've got a really fun question to ask him on Monday. But I want to give a shout out. I don't know if he's listening. He's probably not, but just in case he is, I reached out to a guy called Jeff Cohen, who's an entertainment lawyer, and he is David Zucker's lawyer. Well, he's on IMDb. His email's there. I emailed him to reach out and try to get David on the show. And he just passed along the email to David Zucker's PR team. They contacted me. We figured it out. So I sent Jeff a thank you today. I had met him when I was writing on a show called Sports Soup. He was also the legal counsel for the head writer. So I got to meet him. Very nice guy. Did I tell you what Jeff Cohen did in his previous life in show business?
Oh, I know who. He was on The Goonies.
He was Chunk in The Goonies. And now he's like this lean, mean, handsome fighting machine. He looks nothing like he did when he was like this chubby kid, you know, but a heck of a nice guy. And he responded back, and he is responsible for helping us get David on the show. So thank you, Jeff, if you do happen to be listening. And thank you for your contributions as Chunk as well, because The Goonies is a classic.
Yeah.
I don't think if I was in a classic, I've never been in a classic. I've never been in a movie that was a blockbuster. But I think if I was, it'd be tough to walk away from that and do something else like Law. People do it, though. Maybe they just start to hate it after a while. I don't know. But a shout out to Jeff Cohen. Thank you very much, sir. It'll be fun on Monday. All right. And then this cracked me up. Matt Damon, was it in the Beats yesterday, or were we talking about how he was up for a role in the Dead Poets Society? It was today's Beats.
Well, we also played a clip last night.
Yeah.
So.
And he talked about just missing out on a role in Dead Poets Society. He got called back. And then he worked in a movie theater outside of Boston where that movie was there all summer, and he was tearing tickets. Love it. Another story came out today. Matt Damon is talking about how he was already kind of established as a big Hollywood star. James Cameron offered him 10%, well, the lead role in Avatar, and 10% of the film's profits. And Matt Damon turned it down. Because, and he admits, I'm probably the guy who's turned down the most money in the history of Hollywood, because that movie that it made, I don't even know what that would be.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Hundreds of millions of dollars. So those are two swing and misses, those two whiffs.
Yeah.
He's still a multimillionaire, huge movie star. God does not hate Matt Damon.
No.
He's doing just fine.
I mean, the Dead Poets Society, he did at least audition for, and he just didn't get it.
He was there.
Avatar, he's just like, nah.
Flat out turned it down. And he had a good reason. He was doing Bourne Ultimatum,
which,
and he was going to be needed for post-production. He's already millions and millions of dollars. But that's like, his family would have been set for generations. They probably already are.
Well, yeah.
But, all right. I think it's time, without further ado, we need to get to our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Well, it's Steve Martin's 79th birthday, and he is an absolute Hollywood icon. This guy has been a phenomenal stand-up comedian, put out best-selling comedy albums, segued into acting and headlining big movies, starring in big roles. So our question tonight is very simple. What is your favorite Steve Martin movie? It's his 79th birthday. What is your favorite Steve Martin movie? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC, or you can text us on the app or on the stream if you happen to be watching the radio on X, YouTube, or Facebook. Great to have you on any of those platforms. Please give us a like or a follow if you happen to be there. and don't mind clicking a button. We would sure appreciate it. But let us know what your favorite Steve Martin movie is. Why don't you go first tonight, Con?
Well, you know, I wanted to be original, and I was looking on the, you know, the Facebook comments, and someone already put it. Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. It's definitely a top. It would probably be one for me, but I wanted to be original. So I did Cheaper by the Dozen or The Big Year.
I don't even know what The Big Year is.
It's with Owen Wilson and Jack Black.
Okay.
And it's about like bird watching.
Bird watching. Okay.
And the big year is you find all these birds in 1 year. I think it's like 300 or more than that maybe, but they go all over the world to find these birds, and it's them like trying like beat the other person trying to get the big year.
I have to be honest, that does not sound fun.
It is hilarious though.
Wow, really?
It's a great comedy.
That's great. The Big Year. All right, adding it to the list. So Conrad says The Big Year. It's funny, I kind of spaced out because Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is one of my all-time favorite movies. Comedy, drama, whatever, because it's got all those elements in it, and it's a masterpiece. But the first movie that came to mind was The Man with Two Brains, where he played Dr. Michael Afar, last name spelled F-U-H-U-H-U-R. That was Steve Martin at his pure silliest. Dead Men Don't Wear Plaid, kind of a take on a parody of the film noir genre. And then The Man with Two Brains, which is out and out crazy funny. Kathleen Turner's in it. It's just a brilliant, fun movie. So I'm going to stick with that for tonight. But Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, you can't go wrong with that either. And let us know, though, folks. All right, so I want to talk about this because you're watching a show. What's the name of the show you're watching?
Tacoma FD.
Tacoma FD. And it's by the guys who they're the Super Trooper guys, right?
Yeah, yep.
All right, I have not seen that. It's supposed to be really funny.
It is hilarious. It is more of like, don't watch it with your kids or
like
watch
dirty?
It with your parents. Yeah, it's very, very
crude.
Dirty. Very dirty, but okay. It's so funny. I'm on season two already, so.
How many seasons are there? Is it network TV or
four,
stream?
It's done now, and it only ran to 23. But yeah, it's just so funny.
I saw that. I meant to check it out, and I still have not seen it, so that gives me something to watch. And The Big Year, I got two recommendations from Conrad tonight.
And we're only in the first segment.
We're only in the first segment. Tacoma FD and The Big Year. But it got me thinking, it reminded me, how long is our thing we want to play?
We're going to have to play it after the break.
All right, we'll play it after the break. But we did our own little fire parody, and we'll do that after the break. But Tacoma FD, that's a keeper. Sounds like it's a good show. Let me get through some of these other texts here on our social media. The question tonight, folks, is what is your favorite Steve Martin movie? You could go roll, too, if you like. But he turns 79 today. That's a big birthday, and he is one of those icons where he's got such a body of work that even if you're not a voracious movie or TV watcher, you know Steve Martin, you know his career. Maybe it's Three Amigos, you know. Maybe it's Only Murders in the Building. You can go TV show if you want. I said The Man with Two Brains. Conrad said Cheaper by the Dozen and The Big Year. Amanda Nimmer, our WGBW pal, says, I love him currently on Only Murders in the Building. There you go. I still have yet to watch that.
I still need to watch the new season.
I haven't got back to it yet. A couple episodes. Daniel Wheeler on social media says, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. I love the character arc he had in that movie, and the ending is so sweet. That sums it up pretty much perfectly. Well done, Daniel. Join the fun, folks. We'll read your text on the radio, be part of the show, send us your favorite Steve Martin movie, and when we come back, we are going to play our answer to Tacoma FD, a little something we put together here. We're bringing it off the shelves. It's P. Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Never to be mine, no matter how I try.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started. You want me? I want you, baby. My sugar boo. I'm levitating. The Milky Way. We're renegading.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I got you. Moonlight. Welcome back. You've got the Civic Media Radio Network and Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. Jane Matinera is here tonight. It is the popcorn pick of the week. 6:35, Jane will be here. She is one of the two very talented hosts of the show and her namesake, Matt Nair on Air, which you can hear every weekday here on the Civic Media Radio Network from 9 to 11. She does great work there with Greg Bach, another pal of ours. Jane will make the popcorn pick at 6:35. And then we've got live entertainment in the studio, the band Horace Green, fresh off their appearance at Mile of Music. They will be here in studio at 7:20. This is kind of funny. Okay, so the other night, we were wrapping things up here. Ed the Diver walked by, and he did one of these hard things and looked in the window and knocked on the window. I took a picture, and I posted it. And then the next night, my daughter was here. So she did a silly picture, and I posted that. So is this becoming a thing?
Do I need to walk by the window?
People dug it. I mean, a lot of funny comments. My daughter Kate made a really funny, goofy face. She's great at that. Ed gave some window love with the heart. Kate made a funny face. If you want to entertain us here in our WGBW studios, you're welcome to do that. We'll take your picture, right? We'll put it on the internet, interwebs, on the social media there. It'll be a little harder when I broadcast from Madison because that's on the second floor, unless you're a very tall human being. So you could get a ladder. Knock our socks off, folks. But if you do come to the window here and give us a light knock, if I can take your picture, I will, and we'll put it on social media. Don't you think that sounds fun?
Sounds like a grand time.
You might have to do it tonight just to keep the hitting streak going.
Yeah. Just keep it rolling.
So, check out those photos on social media. It was kind of fun, and maybe we started something here. We'll see. Maybe it's not an every night thing, too. Maybe it's a periodic thing. I'm fine either way. So we were talking about Tacoma FD before the break. Conrad says it's hilarious. I got to check it out. It ran for 4 seasons. It's by the same guys that did Super Troopers. Very funny guys. But we did our own fire show. We didn't get much traction on it, but I thought we cut together something pretty cool, and we called it Wabino Fire. And we'd like to play that for you now.
Looking for a show that'll keep you on the edge of your seat this fall? Check out Wabino Volunteer Fire.
Red, there's another huge spider in the crapper. When's that bug guy coming?
He's not. The mayor's cutting the department budget. You believe that?
These guys are the ones running toward a cat stuck in a tree when others run away. Two first responders who would give anything to have to respond.
I'll tell you what, it's a good thing those 9/11 terrorists targeted New York. And now Wabino. I would have opened up a can of whoop-ass.
9/11? What happened?
Wabino Times film critic and bait shop owner Bud T-Bone McCracken calls it a gripping and poignant look at the lives of volunteer firefighters and says this weekend, Boneyard bait jigger bone grubs are half price.
What do you want to do for lunch today, man?
I don't know. We're out of cold cuts.
Be great if we had a Jimmy John's or a Subway.
Sure, they have a lot of downtime. That just makes them train harder to stay ready.
What are you doing?
Shuffle dancing. I'm taking a class at the Y.
What the hell's shuffle dancing?
For your information, it's a very popular dance form. You need to be really coordinated to do it. It helped me be a better firefighter. Check this out.
They'll do whatever it takes to stay focused in case they ever get a call.
Ha, Yahtzee. Suck it, Smokey.
Damn! What are you guys doing this weekend?
Packers have a bye. So the wife wants me to go stupid antiquing.
They want local arsonists to know one thing. Don't bother, because these guys are experts at handling the hose. This show is literally on fire. Well, not literally. Wabino Volunteer Fire. No cats were harmed in the filming of this sketch.
Oh, that was fun. We should revisit. I mean, networks are always looking for new shows. Yeah. You just never know. We got a texter, Brian from Green Bay, here in the 920. He says, wasn't based on Peshtigo Fire Department? Too soon? That's only been 150 years. I think we can joke about the Peshtigo Fire. Our question of the night, folks, is what is your favorite Steve Martin movie? The comedy legend turns 79 tonight. I will say this. I love Steve Martin. I love Martin Short. I'm so over them together.
Yeah, you've shared your feelings about them before.
I don't need to see them in their little quips anymore. It's cute. Okay, haha. They're so much funnier when they were younger and when they were together. Not saying they can't be funny together, but it's like just enough.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can see you just dislike them, though.
Really pisses me off, Conrad. All right. Our question of the night, though, is, and again, I do love both of them very much. Steve Martin's one of my idols. Grew up listening to his comedy albums. Probably wasn't supposed to be listening to them at the age I did, but I do love Steve Martin. Melissa from Willie Street says, she's in the 608. She says, "Hi, Pete. My whole childhood, we tried to find an adventure every day in the summer. We'd get on our bikes and just go looking for some place to explore." Nice. That's how it was with me, too. And she's making reference to, she says, we called it our, I think she meant Goonies days. She put Googies days. Thank you, Melissa. Yeah, those were fun times. I mean, it's weird when you're a kid, and I remember this too, Melissa. When I was a kid and I get on my bike, we tried to like manufacture adventures, but life is pretty boring for the most part. You don't have adventures. The adventure is when you look back, you were just a kid and you did that and it felt great.
Yeah.
You never really encounter an ex-NFL lineman with three eyes living under a pirate ship like they did in the Goonies. But those are the days. Great text. Thank you, Melissa. Monica from Mount Horeb, she's in the 608, says, "Got to go with The Jerk, but I am also addicted to Only Murders in the Building." Monica in Mount Horeb. I have to see Only Murders. I got to give that more of a chance. Love The Jerk, too, though. Great movie. Hysterically funny. Anna from Madison says, she says, "My favorite Steve Martin movie is It's Complicated with Meryl Streep and Alec Baldwin. He and Meryl Streep were so good together." Haven't seen it. Got to add that to the list. I'm getting a lot of great recommendations tonight. And we're about to get another great movie recommendation because our pal Jane Matinere joins us next to make the popcorn pick of the week. We'll talk to Jane in just a few minutes. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. Great to have you with me on this Thursday evening, the Christmas Eve of weeknights. Fun show tonight. Horace Green will be here later in studio. A great band that just had a great performance at the Mile of Music. They are going to be here in the second hour at 7:20. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Steve Martin movie or TV show? Steve Martin turned 79, and today it's his birthday. So we're celebrating by discussing his movie. So let us know. We've got a lot of texts. People love Steve Martin, Conrad. We might have to make this mini-series to get through all these texts, but we'll do it. Right now, though, I'm excited to welcome my first guest of the night. She is the host of a show that bears her name. Matinere on Air, Jane Matinere, and Greg Bach do this great show called Matinere on Air every day from 9 to 11 here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Check them out if you haven't already. Jane joins us now on Nightlight to make the popcorn pick of the week and just say hello. Hi, Jane.
Good evening, Pete, and good evening, Conrad. How are you guys doing?
I love that you are just, you're joining us from your kitchen. You could have a roast in behind you in the oven there, and I think that's great. It looks very folksy, Jane.
It's my kitchen, guys. This is, welcome to my kitchen. Yeah.
It's so real.
It is real.
Yeah.
And, it's all about authentic. I thought everything, we all have to be authentic. So
that's what
this
I'm
is
saying.
This is my authentic kitchen.
I love it. It's a little view into Jane Matinere. It's great. How are you? Thank you so much for doing this, by the way.
I am delighted to be here. Absolutely. I know you had Greg on, I think it was last week.
Yeah, we've had Greg on a few times. We've had you on before, and it's always fun to extend an invitation to our fellow Civic Media hosts, and let's jump in, Jane. I know you like movies. We discussed Green and Gold recently. We can jump back into that. And but right now, I want to talk to you about how you, like, you've been in radio forever. You're so good at it. You did news. Now you host your own show. When you are not doing your day job, how do you like to watch movies? In a theater, at home, on your phone, maybe, like the kids do?
I don't watch anything on my phone, if I can help it.
Yeah, same.
And I'm not on. The only reason I'm on my phone is to be on what used to be Twitter, and Blue Sky, and that's seriously, and that's pretty much it. I actually use my phone to call people.
What?
I know.
How does that work?
I call. I call people on my phone. I spoke to one of my sisters yesterday on the phone.
Wow.
It was a wonderful experience. But I like to watch movies at home. I am not a big theater goer. Every once in a while, like when we talked about Green and Gold, I did go to the theater to see that. But I am a, and I think I mentioned this the last time I was on your show, I am a coward when it comes to scary movies.
Okay.
So I won't go to a scary movie until after it's out and I can look up all the spoilers.
Oh, nice.
So I know, yes. And now I watch them. So I watch Sinners.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the most recent movies that I saw. But I knew where all the really bad parts were coming. So I just speed up through all the violence and the blood and the killing and the death.
You want to know something? That's a great plan, by the way, because I don't like gore. I don't mind some horror or a thriller, but I can't do gore. And I'm like you, I'll go, but I'm savvy enough of a movie viewer that I know when something's coming and I'll just kind of turn my head a little bit because I don't need to see it, you know?
Maybe it's because I did the news for so long.
Oh, yeah.
I don't need to see more gore and mayhem and those things as my form of entertainment.
Right. Well said.
So I look for different things, I guess.
What did you think of, I liked Sinners and I'm so jaded now. I don't even remember. I know it's vampires and I remember the plot and all that, but was it horribly gory? I know there were some deaths that got kind of.
No, it wasn't. I didn't think it was terribly, no, on the gore scale, if it was 1 to 10, I'd give it like a 5.
Okay.
But I guess what I also find when I watch movies is what other people read into them is so much deeper than anything that I am getting out of most of these films. And so I'm either not very bright or I'm just not looking for the more symbolic meanings it's just interesting because I've read reviews about Sinners and I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was a really well done film, but again, some of the symbolism, some of the other things that were in there, I would never have picked up on if I hadn't read someone else's review of what I had just watched.
Okay. Now, Jane, I have to take issue and this is not a gotcha moment. I know you're incredibly bright, and I know that you are an astute movie watcher because in Green and Gold, you noticed something that was very, very particular. So it did not get past you. It got past me, but it involved the ladder that they left out.
This is such an insignificant thing, Pete. It truly is. But it just jumped out at me, that very heartfelt, warm, sweet film, which I really encourage people to go see. I really enjoyed it. But there is a plot point in the film that just jumped out at me because it was not authentic to Wisconsin. And I didn't think it was authentic to rural Wisconsin. Do you want me to explain what it was?
It's been long enough. You can give us the spoiler. Absolutely.
So it's wintertime and the old elderly wife is going up on the roof, on the eaves, and they still have Christmas lights up from Christmas, and the ladder's already there for her to go up, but the Christmas lights are wrapped around the ladder and then continue on down the eaves. No self-respecting Wisconsinite would do that. That is not authentic. That's lazy.
I want to tell you, you put that in my head that you had an issue with something in the movie. So from start to finish, I'm going, would that be it? Would it be that she turned down the money? Was it this?
Well, like,
I watched that movie, like I'd watched no other because of Jane Matinair.
And I'm sorry if I ruined it for you. And again,
you did.
I apparently I'm the only one that this jumped out at because it drove me crazy. And because I know the filmmakers had Wisconsin ties, I just thought someone should call them out on that. I thought that was not doing us proud. No self-respecting Wisconsinite would do that.
Matinair on Air airs every weekday here on the Civic Media Radio Network from 9 to 11. Jane does great work there with her partner in crime, Greg Bach. It's a great show. If you haven't checked it out, you absolutely have to, but I'm sure you already have. She joins us tonight here for a few minutes on Nightlight to make the popcorn pick of the week. Jane, do you have a favorite snack you like to eat when you're in the theater or when you're at home? Do they vary?
Certainly at the theater, it's popcorn.
Okay.
And I can't get enough of the bad butter flavored grease oil that goes on said popcorn. I find something magical about it.
Yeah.
But that's the only that I don't make popcorn at home when I'm watching a movie. That's just one of those at the theater. That's what you do. And I get a big cherry slushy because I need to balance all the sugar and the fat with the, or the, all the fat and the salt and the popcorn with the sugar and the slushy. So it's kind of a balanced meal.
It's kind of the worst. You can offset like a month of good eating just with a slushy and popcorn at one movie. It's terrible.
Slushy alone is going to kill you.
I've been doing that. I came down here early. I saw The Naked Gun last week, and then I saw Weapons this week, and I got a slushy. And I hadn't had a slushy in probably 15 years, and it tasted like childhood. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm drinking slushies again, because I don't really drink soda, but that, for whatever reason, maybe it's the colors, look so inviting.
Yeah, it just, it pulls you in. By the way, I really, really want Naked Gun 2, the latest one, to be good. Can you tell me that it's good?
Well, it's interesting you say that. I can say this. David Zucker is going to be on the show Monday night here at Nightlight.
How exciting.
I'm very excited. And I'm not just saying this. I said it on the show before I knew he was coming on the show. This Naked Gun has some laughs, but it's not the original Naked Gun. No, you can't top Leslie Nielsen, Robert Hayes, and I'm completely blanking on Julia.
Priscilla Presley.
Naked Gun. I'm thinking Airplane.
Airplane.
My movie is mixed up. But there are some good laughs in this. And Liam Neeson's good, but he's not Leslie Nielsen in this genre, you know?
Right.
So.
Right.
But you'll definitely get some laughs out of it if you check it out.
I'll take that.
Yeah. All right. So we got, what about cocktails, Jane? Do you like to have a nice cocktail at home when you're watching a movie?
I was a big butter Chardonnay drinker. Oh. I decided at the end of December to take a little break. So I haven't had a cocktail actually since December 27th. Yeah.
All right.
Wrong time to stop sniffing glue, as they would have said on Airplane.
It's interesting you say that. And I don't mean to geek out on clean living, but I did that. I did what you did in a December in 2023, and I have not had a drink. Actually, 2022. It's been like 2.5 years, and it sucks. Yeah, I mean, listen, I like doing it, but I just kept going with it. I don't know if I'll do it forever, but I do miss a glass of whiskey when I'm watching a movie.
Yeah, there are things that I miss, but I guess I look at it as I have several bad habits. Okay. If I can take care of one at a time, I'm trying to knock off my bad habits one at a time.
All
right. I can't do them all at once because then I'll need a rubber broom and a white coat.
Oh, you still rob liquor stores. You're just not drinking. Like, you got to pace yourself.
Well, yeah, there you go.
Exactly. All right. So last question for you, Jane. When you're in the theaters, two-parter, do you like previews?
I do like previews.
Yeah. People are back and forth. They're hit or miss on that. I don't mind them either.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Some people can't stand. They'll go, like, my wife is always like, well, the previews are on. Let's get there a quarter after or whatever, and thinking we'll miss the previews. But that's a roll of the dice, too, because you don't want to. I hate missing the beginning of a movie. If I miss one second of it, I go ballistic. So I'm with you there.
No, well, and I think, at least for me, Pete, because I don't go to movies that often, seeing the previews actually is like, oh, I just saw that movie. Now I don't actually have to go. It was just encapsulated in 90 seconds.
There you go. And one more thing, when people are loud, Jane, you have this voice. I'm going to say you were born to do radio or voiceover work, whatever. You have such a great voice. I know you've been hearing that your whole life, but it can be a little intimidating, I would imagine. Like, my guess is that you're definitely the boss in your house because your husband is probably scared of your voice. But do you tell people to be quiet in theaters, or you just kind of let things play out?
My mother taught me a look. You could shoot someone from across the room and melt them in their tracks, because she did it to us as children.
Nice.
And so you can ask my husband. I am not a yeller. I'm quietly forceful. We'll leave it at that.
If you're watching on the stream, you had to see the look on Jane's face when she said that. The smile, the almost devious, devilish smile she gave when she said she's quietly forceful. I believe you. I think we are ready. Conrad, are you ready? we're about to get Jane Mantenere's Popcorn Pick of the Week. Conrad, if you please. Jane Mantenere, host of Mantenere on Air, what is your Popcorn Pick of the Week?
It is coming to an end tonight, the season 3 finale and series finale of HBO's And Just Like That.
All right.
When my husband and I moved into our house 23 years ago, Pete, I planted a honeysuckle vine.
Oh.
I had so many hopes for that honeysuckle vine, expecting it would flower and grow and be beautiful and lovely. And I have been trying to kill it now for the last 15 and a half years.
All right, we're gonna dive into that after this very short break. Jane Mantenere, her popcorn pick of the week is the show And Just Like That. And we're going to do a deep dive into that, too, when we come back with our guest, Jane Mantenere. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
She has a great voice, great show. She's had an amazing career, and she sure can dance. Jane Mantenere is joining us here tonight on Nightlight. I am Pete Schwabba. Welcome back, folks. Great to have you on this Thursday night. It's our popcorn pick of the week night. Jane Mantenere just gave her popcorn pick of the week. It's the TV show And Just Like That. And I will say, Jane, I got the sense in our exchange that you weren't a huge fan of the show, or it was frustrating you, but you still made it your pick.
I had so many hopes when they brought this series back.
Yeah.
And they just crushed all my hopes over the course of the 3 seasons. And now I think they decided to wrap this up quickly. It's going to be an interesting finale tonight because, again, this is the not only season but series finale. And I'm glad. It's good. I hope they have a good goodbye. And I love them and I wish them well. But I just felt the characters were not. I didn't like what they did with some of the characters and how they treated them because they're mine. Because they're my characters, of course.
That's so fun. It is one of those shows that people identify so strongly with the characters. I remember at our grade school in LA, Willie Garson, I don't remember the name of the character he played. He was a dad. He was a friend of mine. We went to Dodger games. And
you did?
Yeah. And he was
Stanford.
Great guy. Yeah. Stanford. And, people get upset. Some of the moms at the school would be like, I want to be his friend because I love that show. Like they felt almost an entitlement to his, you know, personal life in a weird way. That's a sign of a great show though, I think.
Absolutely. And I think, and I was reading an article about it before I jumped on with you. One of the things I think was attractive about Sex and the City and Just Like That is the attention to the friendship of these women. And at least for myself, I am so envious of how often those characters on that show get together and get to spend time together. Because I have friends that don't live that far from me around the city of Milwaukee. I don't see them once a week or month for brunch. Right. I think we should all do that more.
Oh, that's a great point. And that's a world. It's fun. We kind of talked about this last night. What sitcom or movie set would you want to live in or would you feel familiar in? And that's definitely one of them. Jane Mantenere and Just Like That, a great choice. Jane is my guest. Her show, Mantenere on Air, airs every weekday here on the network from 9 to 11. Check it out. Jane, you've had such a great career. You did news for years. At various places, and now you have your own talk show. What is more exciting, breaking a story that affects people or being able to talk about the issues you talk about on a daily basis now?
That's a really interesting question, Pete. I do want to clarify, I am not a journalist. I don't have a journalism degree. I was given opportunities to do news reporting when I was at WTMJ, but I am not a journalist, and I don't consider myself one. So. Okay. I just want to make that clear. I have great respect for journalists and what they do. what I love about what I do now is I get to use everyone else's hard work, essentially, right. Because we talk about what has been and is being reported. And I don't know that I am a journalist by nature. I'm certainly curious. And I think that's what all of us are who do this job. We all are curious about, I don't know, everything.
That's great.
But I really enjoy what I do now. And also because if you are a journalist, you don't, to my definition, you do not have an opinion. If you know me and my friends and family who know me, they know I have lots of opinions. And so it is very freeing to be able now to say what I think about what's happening in the news.
You and Greg do such a great job together. You have great chemistry. Did you know each other before Matt and Aaron air, or was he was producing, right, or something, and you guys just kind of, I know.
When,
yeah,
go ahead. Actually, when I was producing for Kristen, because Kristen brought me with her when she joined Civic Media in July of 2022, okay. And I started producing for her, and she knew Greg. Oh. And Greg started coming in once a week just as a guest co-host on Wednesdays. And over time, we just became friends, and we're good friends now. And it's, I adore him. We have a great deal of fun. We have the same, I think, sensibilities, but we don't agree about everything either. And I think that's important.
Yeah. I don't even like him personally, but he's great on the radio. So no complaints there.
I'll tell him that. He'll be fine.
Jane, this has been fun. Before I let you go, I have to ask you, because I know that you, we've got about a minute left or so, you watched The Gilded Age, and I think you are a big fan of that show. Is that something you could recommend to listeners?
I do. I absolutely recommend it, and I think one reason why, unfortunately, it is so appropriate to watch now, in the 1880s, when this takes place, women were trapped. They couldn't vote. They could barely work. And you had very, very few options. I think that's something, it's an important reminder of perhaps where we don't want to go back to.
Absolutely.
Although the costumes were great.
You give up a little something and you carry food too.
I'll get rid of the corsets and be able to vote. I'll take that instead.
Yeah, there you go. I thought you'd say that. And Carrie Coon. Wisconsinite, UW
man.
She's up for an Emmy, and she's the odds-on favorite supposedly this year. So I'm hoping, and I think it's for White Lotus. But yeah, she's great. So
she's great.
Thank you, Jane. Enjoy your kitchen; it's lovely. And thank you for your popcorn pick of the week. And have a great show tomorrow.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Pete. Take care, Conrad. Thank you all very much. Have a great night.
You're very welcome. Jane Matinera, everybody. Check out Matinera on Air every weekday from 9 to 11 here on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with Greg Bach. They do great work. Let us know your favorite Steve Martin movie. It's his 79th birthday. We've got a lot of text to get to after intermission here at the beginning of Act 2. And then Horace Greene will be here at 7:20. They're going to be in studio rocking the place. Do not miss any of this, folks. It's so much show still happening here at Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. I learned that.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.